And at this moment, I might ask what your reaction is to Dr. Ostfald's supposition that isn't it interesting that it's the trigger finger of the right hand that is affected, therefore, at the very moment that he's eligible for military service?
Yes. Well, I happen to think that, it no doubt was the trigger finger that was affected, because there was damage to the hand, and it did last. And I think that the archive evidence that I think I turned up does really rather suggest that there was genuine actual damage to the hand, and the actual incidence was not in any way what's called psychosomatic. I find that very hard to believe, that there was actually nothing wrong with his hand. Clearly something was wrong with his hand.